Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague from American Greatness, Thaddeus McCotter. And we're joined by Malcolm Hoenlein, who has much to report of the region. It begins, however, with the law involving the Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu. Thaddeus, you have a question for Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm, regarding Prime Minister Netanyahu, what can you tell us about the subject of pardons?
Yes, good to be with both of you. And that is the hot story in Israel. And a lot of the media has picked it up because it's, a good, juicy one that for months, even years, he's been charged. There are three different cases remaining, I think, of the original five or so. And they're really very low scale by American standards. It's for cigars and champagne that he alleged that he took as bribes, but then nobody can say what the bribes were for. But it's ongoing and obviously serious enough for the court, Supreme Court, to have been carrying it on the investigation for months. And he said now, look, it's interfering. It's crippling the president. If you remember when he came to the Knesset, it was a month ago or so, and I was there, and amongst those who were shocked when all of a sudden he turned to the president of Israel and said to him, why don't you give the guy a break, give him a pardon, which is, I guess, not very diplomatic, but was very impactful. And President Herzog, who has to pass on it, did not respond. Now Netanyahu has submitted a formal letter requesting a pardon. But many of the lawyers and legislators have said that it requires an admission of guilt in order to grant a pardon. And Netanyahu is not doing that. And the political opposition is saying that he must resign if he does and then go quietly into the sunset. They would let it drop. But for now, he's still politically quite strong, and an election will be held next year no matter what. His term is up. So they may see this as an opportunity to leverage it for their political advantage. So it is a big story. The question is, will Netanyahu take the next step and submit some sort of an admission? Right now, it doesn't look likely. And with that circumstance, it's unlikely that the president would act on it.
Malcolm, I want to understand this, because I've watched it as lawfare for many years having to do with the election and the frustration of the minority liberal party to dislodge the prime minister. Has it become more than that, or are we just talking about a campaign ploy that's gotten out of control?
Well, yes, it's, Israel is very charged democracy, and you have multiple parties, and they form coalitions to have a government, to have majority, and his majority, meaning 61 votes to be able to pass anything in the Knesset, particularly the budget, which if you don't pass, the government then folds, collapses automatically. So he's facing these charges for a long time. Some of them have been dismissed. Most observers outside, don't see them as highly significant unless there's information we don't know. It does fall within the political machinations that are going on now, where different coalition possibilities are being evaluated, but none has an automatic hold. And the likelihood is you would just have more of the same if an election was held today.
But Malcolm, cigars and champagne, that's not understood as corruption in the United States of America. Help me translate.
So that's what President Trump said in his Knesset appearance. He said, when he said give the guy a break, he said, cigars and champagne wouldn't make it in America. That's a charge. But, it's obviously more complicated than just that. That was one of the charges. that was brought against
her. It doesn't speak well of the accusers, Malcolm, that they maintain that on the book, knowing
that... Well, they're saying that he granted favors, but nobody has been specific, as far as I know, in saying what the favors were. And the, you know, there are people who have testified for and against, and it's been going on for so long. But it's the nature of the Israeli court system, and it is very politicized.
All right, let's turn to something that we know is critical and not this political game, which is the hostages.
Yeah, we have two left. One is a Thai citizen who was working there. One is an Israeli. Supposedly, the Red Cross cars were seen today driving in a convoy to a location where they believe one of the hostages may have been buried. It's already now all of these months since Hamas has still not fulfilled its obligations. One was to return the hostages fully, quickly. It should have been done a long time ago. Second, to disarm. And they are not doing that, quite the opposite. And we see that they are trying to rearm and rebuild. And we can talk about what's going on in Gaza in that regard. And so they are not living up to any of the commitments. Gaza is divided right now. And the Hamas has continued to expand its presence. Israel is demanding the return of the last two hostages before discussions about the next stage of implementation.
That is, you have a question.
Yes, Malcolm. What is Iron Beam and how does it protect Israel?
So Iron Beam, we alluded to it in the past because it was in development, but Iron Beam is Israel's magical new weapon. They've actually changed the name now, I just learned today, to Laser Dome, because it is Israel's laser response. It's been 10 years in the making. A low power version was used during the recent war to take down 40 Hezbollah drones. The average cost of an Iron Dome missile is about $50,000. A laser shot is about 50 cents. So already you can see why the deployment of these batteries, which will take place at the end of this month in Israel for the first time, will be using Iron Dome's warning and command and control system. And in a split second, it identifies whether an approaching threat requires a missile or a laser shot. And this fills a gap, as you know, both because of the extreme cost of using Iron Dome. And this is the answer to the Shahed 101, that it's an exploding kamikaze drone. They were launched from Lebanon. They hit many communities in the north during the war. And Israel's Iron Dome was 90% to 95% good on an interceptor rates. Against drones, it was 50% were shot down. So as the need was recognized, they speeded up this whole campaign. And what we're seeing is now is that the ability to neutralize drones, UAVs, rockets, and mortar shells, which will certainly protect Israel as well as American troops once it's deployed here as well. It's a remarkable development, and I think it will change the warfare. And because the enemy knew that they shot off these rockets that cost $100, $200 against Israel, or maybe $500. And then Israel had to spend $50,000 to $100,000 to take it down. Now that cost differential is gone, and it's much more effective against drones and these smaller vehicles.
You had an additional question, Thaddeus. Go ahead.
Yes, Malcolm, on the subject of defending oneself against terrorism, there's been a new designation of terrorist organizations, hasn't there?
Yes, and this is really an important story that didn't get enough coverage, because I don't think people understand the seriousness of what we're facing with this radical Islamist organization, the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been infiltrating U.S. colleges, trying to transform Western society from within. And there's a new report that came out from ISGAP, which people should read to get a real picture of how serious the threat is, that they have built a transnational ideological project that it fits to different Western systems. And we've seen how they have infiltrated and have therefore been designated, first the state of Texas did it, designated them a foreign terrorist organization. Austria, Bahrain, Egypt, France, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and UAE did the same. They are tied to the extremist groups that we all know. And they, the president, by designating foreign terrorist organization, it's a real blow to them and their ability to fundraise. We know that they have even been taking government money. And by the way, it's part of a series of these new efforts to rip off Americans' welfare systems, charities, as you saw what's going on in Minnesota with $1 billion missing and having ended up perhaps out of the country or funding these kind of terrorist organizations. We saw CARE in California now being accused of siphoning off, according to allegations, millions of dollars from aid programs that they were supposed to administer to provide assistance to people that never reached the people. There's and we see this massive scandal, the new Waqf al-Umma, which was registered in Turkey and did a large scale online campaign, raised $500 million supposedly for the people in Gaza. Yet none of the money ever reached it. And it's become a real shockwave in Arab and Muslim public spheres. And public anger is directed at those who supported it. So now the Muslim Brotherhood, which, as you know, gave birth to a lot of the terrorist entities, extremist entities, and has established itself here in the United States. We also have groups like CARE, which has been, and especially CARE Action, which is directly tied to the Council on American Islamic Relations. And we see foreign state alignment. We see platforming extremism. We see that they're supposed to be registered in state. They did not register. They are inseparable, as I said, from CARE National. They share the leadership, the board governance, which raises questions of propriety. We saw even sponsorships from Turkish Airlines and political program hosting at Turkish government's Diyanet centers here. Multiple CARE leaders appear on Turkey's main broadcast systems. We see that CARE Action is functioning as a unregistered 501c4, but not as a 501c3, and providing people. So what we want to see is the government crack down on all of these. They are beginning to. That's why the president's designation of Muslim Brotherhood, hopefully to be followed by some of these other entities, so that there be full disclosure, full accountability, and that the charity money goes to the purposes for which it was intended.
Finally, Malcolm, Gaza requires a security force to be put in place while they transform the ruin into a new city. Is there such a security force at hand?
Unfortunately, it does not look like we're going to get any action on it soon. The proposed deployment of an international force in Gaza, which is a central part of the president's peace plan, is struggling. Several countries have backpedaled from their initial offers, like Indonesia, which said it would give 20,000 peacekeeping troops.
30 seconds, Malcolm.
About 1,000. So basically, the answer is no, we're not getting the troops together. And that's very unfortunate, because that will not be able to stabilize the peace process in Gaza without it.
As there is a peace plan, does it require a security force, or are they going to wing this?
No, it would require it. You cannot have it without some sort of, unless Israel will have to do it itself. In the meantime, Hamas is not disarming, because there's no force there to make them disarm. And we see Iranian money is continuing to flow into there, and other money into Hamas. They are rebuilding and they're gaining more credibility with the people as the progress goes on, and they are able to sustain.
Malcolm Holdline, that is McCarter. I'm John Batch.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.